Hey, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Dadcast. I am JP. He is Nick Martin. Nick, how are you, dude?
I'm good, man. How you doing?
I'm fantastic. I'm the heating has busted in my beautiful home here. So hence the beanie and the hoodie. It is really, really cold. So but wow, we're going to get through this thing. Yeah, I know. Yeah, right. Today's amazing guest. But before I get there, of course, this episode is sponsored in part locally by Fox KMVU 26. Thank you, guys. You're amazing. Today's guest is the bassist from the band Everclear. Welcome to the show, Mr. Freddie Herrera. How are you, man?
Good, good. You know, hanging in there. How are you guys?
We're amazing, man. We're just super glad you're on.
Yeah, me too. Me too. I'm flattered that you guys asked me. It's very cool.
Well, we appreciate it, man. It's going to be fun. We're going to talk all things dad and probably a lot of other things as well. Now, a rite of passage here on Dadcast typically is this very first question, and it's already answered before I even ask it because they can see what's happening here. But for everyone listening in audio, that first question is, Freddie, are you a dad?
Yep, I think so. Yeah. This person just snuck into the house.
Well, that's what happens, man. They're very sneaky, those kids. Yeah. Now, do you have, is that the only one or do you have more?
Oh, yeah, only one.
And what is her name?
Sage.
Sage. And Sage, I'm guessing somewhere between 16 and 19 months.
Yeah, that's exactly 18 months almost.
All right.
2 days shy.
Well, hi, Sage. How are you, girl? Yeah. You're now going to be internationally famous if you weren't already.
Exactly. That's good. This is actually pretty cool. This is the first dad we've had that came on with their kid.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Very cool. And that's perfectly okay. In fact, we encourage it.
Yeah, that's cool. That's cool. So if I get a chance to ask, what made you guys do this in this way, the dad cast? And you guys are obviously dads. So was that the impetus, I should say.
Nick, you want to take this? You want me to handle it?
Yeah, I'll take it. So basically, about 18 months ago, my baby was born and ended up in the NICU for a while. And JP and I have been friends for a long time. And I reached out and COVID was hitting. And I'm like, hey, man, let's just get together, do a podcast and blow off some steam. And his wife had breast cancer. So it was kind of a good thing for us both to talk and and it kind of blew up and it's taken on a life of its own. And now it's kind of, you know, we're hoping to encourage other parents to get a positive message and just uplift parents and say, hey, look, you know, you're not in this alone. We've got your back. And
that's great, man. I love it. I love positivity, man. We need more.
Absolutely.
We definitely need more positivity. And I hope your wife's doing okay, JP.
Yeah. So it was the beginning of last year, actually 2020, the late 2020, she was diagnosed with a very aggressive form of breast cancer in January of last year. So a year now, she had a double mastectomy and cancer free as we sit and speak right now. Of course, that was very difficult for a woman to go through such a procedure. And we are still waiting on the reconstructive side of things, which she has been holding off from because, well, I can only imagine it's a pretty painful multiple surgery type process. But she's finally got over that hump where I think the pain of the initial surgery has subsided. She is completely healed. And mentally, she's like, okay. For lack of a better way to put it, I am ready to have boobs again. We're doing good. She's doing great. And, you know, things are looking up, man. We're very blessed to, you know, have gotten through such a thing because if it had been 6 months later, we might not be having the same conversation right now. So,
That's cool. And you know what? It's a very cool thing to be talking about it. Nobody talks about things and everybody keeps it all bottled in and, you know, and I'm guilty of that too. So it's cool to put it out there and let other people know that this happens and it can be okay.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, as a father, as a male, as a man, as well, like in my particular case, and I know there's many others out there, you know, not a lot is talked about, you know, the pressure and the stress that comes, you know, of being the supportive one. You know, she's going through it. She has the cancer. She's gone through the surgery. So I kind of, you know, tuck all that away because I got to be that man. I got to, you know, I got to pick it up for the kids and take care of everything. But that can be pretty gosh darn, there's a big weight on the shoulders. And for the longest time, everyone asks, how are you doing? And I'm thinking, just fine. Everything's great.
Yeah.
You know, it's all about, but you know what? It wasn't, it was tough. It still is tough. And you know, it's, you know, if you're out there and you're needing help, you need assistance, you know, man, send us an email, man. You got a question, you got a comment, you know, you want some support. You're in the same boat as I was or am, you know, I'm here, man. Hit me up. We'll take care. We'll see what we can do to talk you through it. Let you know what I did. And, you know, you can get through it, man. If, you know, if I can do it, you can do it. Trust me.
Yeah, totally. I agree. And kudos to you, dude.
Appreciate it, man. Appreciate it. But that's kind of what started the whole Dadcast adventure. We obviously, podcasts are huge. They're only getting bigger. And at the time we thought they had reached its peak, but we decided, you know, we're two dads. Let's talk about being dads and, like you said, blow off some steam, and now it has snowballed into enlightening and lifting up and talking about how important that role of being a dad is. And speaking of which, that role for you, how's it been going? So we're a year and a half in. How was it? Question. You found out you're going to be a dad. How'd that go? What was your mindset?
Well, you know, it's crazy because we had tried before, and, you know, and we miscarried, and we kind of thought it wasn't in the books for us. I'm older, you know, I'm 57, and
you're looking good, man. Wow,
thanks, man. And we didn't know, and then all of a sudden we just kind of tried again, and it took obviously, and she's here, but it was never. I wasn't scared. I thought it would be okay because I'm the oldest of four boys. And I was, excuse me, my youngest brother was born when I was 12. And my parents had broken up. So I had to step up and, you know, I was changing diapers, 12 years old, and feeding and, you know, getting up and doing all that stuff. So it didn't really scare me that much. So I kind of knew what to expect.
Right.
And it's that, but, you know, having your own kid, it's different. You want everything to be perfect. You know, you want everything to be perfect. And, you know, with the times we're living in now, it's, you know, it's hard not to be angry that I can't take her around to see my friends. I can't go shopping with her. So that's been a strain, but on the other hand, you know, she was born in 20, so we weren't playing.
Right.
And if it wasn't for COVID, I wouldn't have been around.
Right.
I got to spend this whole time with her, whereas, you know, with Everclear, I would have been playing.
Yeah.
This, that's just another example of a positive coming out of the whole COVID and the pandemic, man. You got to be there for the birth and the most important time that first year. Man, that's cool. That's you know,
I got to take that as a positive. I really am thankful for that. I really am. And for every day, thankful for every day, you know, she's amazing. She's, it's what we're here for, man. You know,
that's right.
I get it. It's what we're here for. And I don't know. I don't think I really got it. My brothers all have tons of kids. I was always, you know, the uncle who my brothers used to give me crap about it. It's like, yeah, you're just here for the good stuff. Right. And I get to go home.
Hang out and give them back.
Yeah. Now I know. I know. You know, it's not all good, but I will say most of it is good.
What's been the most difficult thing for you navigating as a new father?
Just making sure she's safe. You know, I think, like I said, it goes back to that COVID thing. My take on it is so different. And I'm sure it's for you too, Nick, we have this whole thing in the back of my head. I'm always thinking, can't get sick, can't, and not even her, but me and Ange, my girl, you know, we can't get sick. We can't have anybody over that might get her sick, you know, or we can't be around people that might get her sick.
And the crazy thing with that whole thing, my son has had COVID 3 times.
What?
Yeah. And we are like super, super cautious. Like, well, I'm vaccinated. My wife is vaccinated. If I go shopping and I see like way too many people at Walmart or whatever, I won't even go in the store. Like, I've gotten like super weird about being around crowds and stuff. And and it's just like overprotective. And it's like, man, how does this keep happening? I have other kids that go to public school. So I'm assuming it's home from the school, but you know, I guess it doesn't really matter like how safe you are. And we were lucky. The first 2 times he got it was really bad. He ended up back in the hospital.
Wow.
The third time it was just a bad cold and he was just cranky, but yeah, it's scary. Anytime he gets sick, it's really scary because he's got a weird immune system. And
yeah.
You would think with the science of COVID, he'd be like totally immune to COVID by now.
But right. Wow. Yeah,
right. Totally, you never know.
Thing. Yeah.
I just realized.
That's a good lesson. That's a good lesson.
Nick, you know? Is Freddie standing on your left shoulder right now?
He is right there. Last time I saw you, you guys were playing Medford, Oregon. And You had actually hooked up a meet and greet and took care of us. So yeah, it was.
That's right, Medford.
Yeah,
I'm trying to think that show.
I think it was the fair.
Oh, it's the fair. Okay, yeah. That's right. That was fun.
Yeah,
that was fun. I remember, man. That was a drive. That was a heck of a day.
Yeah,
we had to fly into Klamath Falls and drive all the way over.
That's kind of a show. That's kind of a weird airport to fly into when we have an airport in Medford.
I know, right?
Where are you at right now, Freddie?
North Hollywood.
No-ho.
Yeah.
All right. Those are my old stomping grounds. I was born and bred in Southern California. I was born in Westlake Village and spent all my life in Thousand Oaks before I moved up north to Oregon. Gosh, 20 years ago now. But yeah, man, that's
wow.
I want to get cool. back there. No ho.
Well, man, you know, I don't know. You know, we're looking for houses right now, so I don't know where we'll end up. You know, hopefully we would like to stay here, but you know, it's really expensive.
Yes, it is. Really just don't move to Van Nuys, man.
No way.
You don't want no Van. I'm assuming it's still the same, if not worse.
Yeah, I mean, Van Nuys is always Van Nuys.
Yeah. And no disrespect to Van Nuys, but, you know, if you're listening or watching this episode and you're from Van Nuys, you know, so you don't need to get mad, okay?
I'm actually looking. I'm trying to look and see behind your shoulder there, Nick, and seeing all the bands. Is that a fitness poster in the corner?
Yeah. So Max is a good friend of mine. Kenny's a good friend. So, yeah.
Max. Crazy dude and Trapped.
Yeah. And Trapped, I'm a little iffy on why he would have stuff. I've known Chris a long time and like his political viewpoint. I'm like, bro, I was talking to him. So some of it is just being out there and just kind of shock value.
Yeah, I think
some of it is he truly believes it. But for the most part, he said it's just shock value and he took something too far and now he's just kind of playing with it. Yeah.
Yeah. Now he's got to stick.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know Chris, the band I was in before Everclear, the Exes, we toured with Trap right as Headstrong was just blowing up. And
got 2000.
It was fun to watch him.
2001, isn't that song drop? 99-ish?
Oh, okay. So it was
Headstrong?
After, it was
give
after
or take?
Then, I think
Headstrong was 97.
2003. Head 97? No.
Maybe not. Maybe not.
Yeah.
Maybe it's 2003.
Yeah.
We got to go to Google now.
Hey, it's right here. That's why I got my little stand. And let's see. Headstrong song by Trapped. We don't need the lyrics. We need info. We need the overview. Let's see. 2002.
Okay. We were with them, I think, 2003.
So yeah, that was right. Riding that wave of that song.
Yeah, they were cranking. They were cranking
before there was any political crap.
Yeah.
All right. So I asked.
That was I think that was the original band too. I'm sure it was. Yeah. I'm
sure it was. So I asked you earlier.
Is Chris in the band? I don't. Everybody else.
Just Chris. Yeah.
There's yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Earlier, I asked difficult thing about being father here for the first year and a half. What's been now like the greatest, the best thing about being a dad for you over the course of these last 18 months?
Just seeing her grow.
Yeah.
And just seeing her be more warm. She's really into like giving us kisses right now. You know, she's just, it's incredible, man.
It yeah, is.
Cherish that, man.
Yeah, because they turned 15 at some point. Yeah.
Yeah.
Everybody's like, well, be thankful.
And then you're not only shopping for a home for the family, you're shopping for a home for yourself too, so you can run away.
Yeah, yeah. I hope that she's not like that. But you know, everybody's gotta be, you know, their own person. And that's what I'm seeing that. I'm understanding that and trying to let her just be her, not what I want her to be.
That's what I have the biggest struggle with right now. Let me give you an example. And this literally, Nick, happened last night to me. So it's a two-part story here. And okay. I'm going to get advice from both of you. Yeah. Freddie, I know you're a fresh dad, but you've been there. You've lived life. So I think the advice might work. I need help. Yeah. Here we go. So I have a 17-year-old who is 5'9 and a half, about 100 pounds. We're talking, you know, typical supermodel body and frame, and she's very good looking to boot. So I'm in trouble right off the bat. But there's this thing, obviously, we all know called TikTok. And she does a whole lot of suggestive TikToks now that she's 17. And I know it's like, I struggle with it because it's like, this is not what I want you portraying yourself as. But at the same time, you are bordering on the threshold of it. And it's really not all that bad. But because it's my daughter, I'm just like, you know. So there's that. Now, my youngest, she's 8 years old and she looks up to her big sister and she's real good with the TikTok. We don't let her have it, mind you, but she has like a kid's account so where she can actually make these videos. And right before bed, baby girl slept in bed with me last night and I saw her. She had a TikTok thing and I just took the phone from her. I'm like, let me see this thing. And I opened up a video. And it was, she made it earlier in the day. And it's one where you're looking all ragged, no makeup, hair's a mess. She had a tissue up her nose and then does like a crazy thing where it bounces back and boom, you know, looking pretty. She has makeup on and she's doing like, you know, the blue steel face. And then she takes some perfume and squirts it on her chest. And then that was the end of the video. And I'm like,
wow.
You're eight. You're 8 years old now. And I didn't overreact. And just right up there, and I said, Avery, so did you get this from Big Sister, this idea? And she's like, yeah, she's so good at it. And what scares me here is it's exactly what I don't like the older one doing, but this one is eight. And again, it wasn't suggestive. Or it was innocent 8 year old doing what Big Sister does that she just doesn't grasp that, you know, putting on makeup and doing all that. And she did a really good job of her makeup and the way she produced the video. I was like seriously impressed as an 8 year old. And it's better than we could do, Nick.
It's tough to be mad then.
I'm thinking of actually making her a TikTok account. And by the time she's 18, you know, she'll have a million followers and she can support dad. But
I'm thinking we should just make her an intern on Dadcast.
Right. But the question is how would you navigate that conversation and saying, okay, it's okay, but it's bordering on not. And after your answers, I will tell you what I told her and we'll see if I did the right thing.
What do you think, Nick?
So what I would do, I would talk to the older daughter first and be like, hey, you need to lead by example. Like your little sister's looking up to you for this. Do you want your little sister to portray herself that way?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And see if you can, you know,
our issues. It we've had that talk. If anything, it's gotten worse.
I mean, trying to reason with an 8 year old though, like there really is no, she's not going to understand that it's not okay for her, but it's okay for Big Sister.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what I would think. Yeah. It's really hard.
It is. Right. So here's,
yeah, I would, I gotta go with what Nick was saying. You gotta go from the sister, because if the sister tells her that, hey, you shouldn't really be doing this, so at this age,
yeah,
she's gonna listen to her more than you.
Yeah.
Yeah. So this is what I ended up doing. I complimented her on how amazing the production value and the effort she put into making the video. And then I said, but let's try to steer clear from doing any makeup videos where you put on makeup, because Avery, you're 8 years old. And you know what? Mommy's going to get real mad that she found out you dug into that makeup.
Yeah.
And I'm like, and she's like, okay, Dad. And that was it. And, you know, no big deal. But I still went to bed just going, I wish I could like grab her phone and show you this video. It was,
yeah,
it was hilarious. Here lies
the other problem with your scenario there, buddy.
What?
Now Jen's going to be like, why did you throw me under the bus?
Yeah. Right.
What do you mean throw under the bus?
Cause like, if I do that, I'm like, hey, sorry, but Mom's going to be mad at you. I get in trouble. Cause I'm like, I make Mommy the bad guy.
Oh yeah. Well, I mean, you got to, you know, you got to pick your battles, man.
What are you going to do? What are you going to do?
So that was last night.
I'd rather fight the 8-year-old than the wife. So.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm sure those times are coming for me, you know, and we talk about it. You know, we go on a walk every morning and we take Sage, and, you know, just to get out and talk and, you know, yeah, it's crazy. And so much information, I think, do we really need it?
No.
You know, just like when we were talking about trap. When did that single come out? Boom, you get it right then.
Yeah.
You don't have to look it up anywhere. You know, I can remember having to go to the library.
Microfish.
That stuff, you know? I don't want to be, I'm not going to be that guy. Oh, the old days were great and everything. The old days were the old days. That's it. Mm-hmm. But that's a lot of power in a phone.
Right. Can you imagine in 1985, if someone came up to you and said, hey, man, in 30 years, there's going to be a device that holds the entire information of all human history and everything that has ever happened in this little tiny device.
Yeah.
And you can also make funny cat videos. You know?
Yeah. It's a great thing. It's a great thing.
It's so good, but it's so bad.
And
it's
scary.
Yeah. I mean,
and it's getting weirder too. You got the metaverse now. You got people buying houses next to Snoop Dogg's house. $400,000
right?
A virtual house. Like what's going on?
It's so crazy. Weird. It's Ready Player One, man.
Oh, such a good movie.
So weird.
You know, I got to watch it again. I watched it and I didn't get the whole idea of it, but my girl Ange did, and she's like, it's turning into that, so I gotta watch it again.
Here's a good one too, if you haven't seen it yet. I still think it's in the top 10 on Netflix. It just came out recently. Leonardo DiCaprio, The Don't Look Up.
Oh, I haven't seen it yet.
Oh my gosh,
did you watch it, Nick?
It's
spot on to today's. You know, it's if Armageddon was made, if they took Armageddon and made it a month ago, there's Don't Look Up. And it's just amazing the parallels of the characters and real people in today's society. And I don't want to say anything else, but you just, there's so many times when watching it, I just went, yep. And then at the end of it, I just went, oh man, we are doomed. It's Idiocracy. It's the movie is literally happening.
Yeah. No, it's a hard time. I mean,
and it's tough.
Everybody has something in their generations that it's like, that's it. It's the end of it. Everything. I can't believe this is happening. And we're going through ours now. We're going through it right now.
I wonder what our kids is going to be.
I don't know.
I don't ever want to be at the point where I can't program a VCR. And if you get that meaning, and you know, I feel like it's going to happen, but maybe not. You know, we're lucky our generation, we fall right in between of we didn't have it and we do have it. So we got to learn. Yeah. And I think we're going to be okay, but you know, something's going to come out. And, I need to call up my boy and figure out how to get this done type thing. Wow.
Yeah, who knows? Anyway,
check out that movie. You'll appreciate it. It's real good stuff.
Yeah.
Freddie Herrera is on the show right now on Dadcast. Of course, Dadcast is brought to you locally by KMVU Fox 26. They're amazing. Thank you so much.
What is that? What happens when you do that?
A logo is going to appear after I edit this video. And there it is again. There it is again.
Yeah.
And just for fun, let's put Everclear's logo right here. Okay.
Yes. So, hey, do you guys have any new stuff coming out?
We've actually been talking about it a lot lately. And, you know, it's always up to Art. You know, he's the songwriter. So, but he's getting the twinges. He's getting the itch.
Very cool.
So I think it's going to happen pretty soon. But we're talking about a different kind of recording where, you know, I've got an 8-track reel to reel. That I've had for, you know, decades. Mm-hmm. And we might just set up mics and go for it and do something, you know, as, you know, kind of like the first, like World of Noise.
Yeah. Oh, man, that would be like badass.
And very cool. I think that would be something that would be really interesting because I would like to see what the younger people thought about something that sounds real. Like right out of that. But that's another thing too. It's like lately at the last probably 5-6 Everclear shows that we did after Summerland this year, young kids packing it in, like talking like 21, 25. Mm-hmm. And we were in New York City, we were playing in Manhattan and Art stopped the show. He's like, "What are you guys doing here? How do you guys know the band?" And they're like, "Well, found you guys, and you guys were the first songs that we learned as a band." Mm-hmm. So kids are finding out that stuff, and I'm hearing it from other guys from the '90s bands too. That a lot of kids are getting turned on, and it helps the whole record buying thing. Yeah, it's great. I'm sure there's somebody out there. There's some kids out there that are gonna, you know, pull the Nirvana thing. Mm-hmm. There's somebody out there doing it. Rock's got to come back sooner or later.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's just hope they don't take the Nirvana thing too far.
Okay? Yeah, I get that. But you know, as long as it's keeps moving, and it is. People are like, "There's nothing good out there." There is. There's some good music out there.
You know who I really, 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 really dig as far as music? And I wouldn't call it brand new, but it's still new on the grand scheme of things. Greta Van Fleet.
Yeah.
Good. Oh, my God. I mean,
she's doing it.
It's as if, you know, like I said,
hard rock. So good.
When I first heard them, I've said, "Oh, my God, it's the 70s classic rock has embodied them." And I found out, I'm like, "This is new. Oh my gosh. So yeah, those kids are just amazing.
There's a couple other bands too. Yeah. There's a band called Dirty Honey.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yep.
They're doing that stuff too. You know, they're more of like a boogie woogie kind of band, but, they're out there, man. They're out there. I just wish that I don't know if radio really breaks bands anymore.
They don't.
Yeah, it's the internet.
I work radio, man. I haven't touched on this, but for 20 years I've worked here in Southern Oregon a radio DJ. I've progressed from, you know, the night guy all the way to program director of a classic rock station that shall not be named. And and it's in the very beginning you could feel the end of that breaking bands thing. And, you know, as I progressed through my career and work it, it's just, you know, the internet came about, broadband came about, streaming came about. And now, you know, radio is not what it was. In fact, terrestrial radio, I've said it many, many times. It's not dead. It will never truly die, but it is lying in a hospital bed hooked up to a machine and a breathing apparatus. Yeah. And it's kind of just sitting on autopilot. And it's the way you don't need radio to break you anymore. You literally can do it with this. You know, all you just, you can.
TikTok is like one of the biggest new places for new musicians to go to break. It's insane. It's unreal. Yeah.
It's so
like SiriusXM just started their own TikTok channel for musicians. Yeah. For musicians they find on TikTok that.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. So we had a kid. We had a kid reach out to us just a couple days ago. He's like, yeah, I got, you know, he wanted to do a collaboration or something.
Yeah.
Rock guy. He's like, I got a million followers. Just a regular kid.
Do it.
Yeah, do it. You guys will see like
I haven't even told Art about it.
Did you see the thing with Crazy Town? There's that rapper out of Vegas, Eco, that did Butterfly. He rewrote it, re-recorded it. That video hit more hits than the original Crazy Town version did. And then Shifty reached out to him, did a collab with him, and then the new version is like one of their biggest sellers ever. It's one of the biggest rock hits of last year.
Wow,
it's insane.
And it gets
Does Max know about that? He's always talking about wearing Crazy Town stuff.
Yeah, probably. I would assume so. Max is it's like the whole fitness thing. I reached out to Kenny to see if fitness was doing anything else, and he said no. Max is like focusing on Eve Six. They signed a new record deal with Velocity.
Oh, they did. Records. Oh,
yeah, they just signed with Velocity.
Great.
So they're working on some new stuff. Just dropped the new EP. So.
Yeah, I saw the. Heard the EP. It was good.
It's different. It's got a cool sound. Mm-hmm. Part of Dadcast too. We actually manage bands on the side, so we've got three different bands we're working with, and just completely different genres. We got a punk band out of Vegas, Marty Ray Project, who's a YouTube sensation, and then our buddy Jesse Lawson, who was in Sleeping with Sirens for 7 years. He's got three gold records. So he's actually working on some stuff for a really big rock band. We can't say on the podcast, but where he's flying out to Oklahoma to help co-write the next album.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. He's working with.
Yeah. You guys gave away too much. Now people are going to go and look like what big rock bands are from Oklahoma. And I think I know which one you're talking about.
If they tried to read my lips, it was total gibberish. It was, I think I just,
there's not very many rock bands from Oklahoma.
JP, you got lips of an angel, bro.
Oh, come on, man. Well, I guess it ain't a friggin' secret anymore.
By the time this episode drops, it'll be out there on the internet. It'll be good. But yeah.
That's cool.
Speaking of Jesse Lawson, he just texted me.
Oh, really?
Yeah, his flight information. We're going to Vegas in a couple weeks. So.
Oh, yeah. Hey, I just saw that big festival that they're putting
together. Did you? So did I. Dude. My God. Yeah. Nick.
I'm working on getting sprockets on that.
Okay. It's every band that has ever existed in the history of the world playing at that show. Yeah. It's crazy. Even the ones that have died. I don't know how they pulled that one off, but it is nuts.
Holograms. Tupac does it every year.
Right?
I thought it would be multiple days, but it says it's all one day.
So they start like 5 a.m. and
I don't like that. You know,
that's
the type of scenario where, you know, the premise and the idea of bringing all this music and all these acts together is great. But I want to experience as many of those bands as I can. I'm probably paying a pretty penny to get into such thing. And, you know, by the time I walk from one end to the other to catch, I've already missed seven bands. And, you know, that's
what it's going
to
be.
It's. I mean, you just got to pick and choose. It's like a buffet of music. Which do you want to eat and what do you going to go ahead and pass on? I'm not a big fan of that, but I'm still going to do my best to go and support. But
yeah, me too.
I'm excited. I got out for my first live show and like big live show in over a year and a half, 2 years. Went and saw Daughtry Saturday night.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, their new album is insane. Like, oh, my gosh.
My old singer helped write a lot of those songs.
Nice. Yeah. Cause it was definitely not the radio friendly pop Daughtry that you expect to hear.
Wow. I know the bass player just put out a thing. He said he's leaving.
Yeah. Josh is a friend of ours. And
I've never met him, but he seems like a good guy.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's we should have a charity base-off.
Oh, yeah?
Josh versus Freddie.
Some personal stuff and some focusing on family. And
Yeah.
So he's got
he had a good run. Like, yeah. What did you say?
15 years?
15,
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a good run. I mean, I got
a lot of touring, man. That's
yeah. I'm coming up on 13 with Everclear this mm-hmm. year. This yeah. September will be 13, which is pretty darn good. Pretty darn good for you know.
I love that you guys are still, I mean, shit, still doing it since the 90s, man. Just like still
yeah.
And
yeah.
you guys like Art is one of my favorite singers of all time. Like
yeah. Yeah.
Crushing.
Dude, he's amazing. He doesn't turn down shows and he never doesn't bring it. I've never seen him do a half
ass. I went up and saw his Storytellers thing he was doing with Max and Adam from Fountains of Wayne and stuff.
Yeah. And, dude, I was there.
So good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, incredible. So I want to back up. You just said, and I quote, Max does not turn down shows. Right?
No, I said Art.
Art. Art. Yeah. Art does not turn down shows, correct?
Yeah.
Art, will you come on Dadcast? Just throwing it out there. Okay.
So Art's a hard guy to get a hold of. Like, I've reached out on Facebook and nothing. I reached out to your management, nothing. And
really?
Yeah.
That's surprising.
Well, we've got an in with you now. Maybe, you know, just plant a seed. We'll see what happens.
Yeah, I will. I definitely will.
Nice.
Yeah, I would love to. Yeah, we'd love to talk to Art. He's... Yeah. I've met him a couple of times. One of the nicest guys I've ever met. So
I very much agree. It's been nothing but a total gentleman and sweetheart to me.
Very cool.
We got together. That's how I met him. I met him when my other band, the X-Ys, opened up for Everclear.
Okay.
In 2003. And that was great. That was great. And we just stayed in touch. And, you know, when mm-hmm. it came time to make a move, I called him up and he had just... he was making a move too, and he was going to replace the bass player.
Mm-hmm.
So he had me come down. They were doing, I didn't know they were doing auditions. And then all of a sudden he said, yeah, come down and we'll jam whatever. And I was like, all right, cool. Hi.
What's up, Avery?
Hi.
This is my little TikTok princess I was telling all you about right. earlier. Avery, this is Freddie Herrera from the band Everclear.
Hi, how are you?
Can you say hi? Really? She's not a shy person. I don't understand what's happening.
I know you're shy. What is going on?
No, she's waving. There it is.
Oh, there you go. Thank you. But anyway, so he said, come down, you know, we'll jam, whatever. So I did. I thought he's like, cool, I'll call you later. And I had no idea it was like an audition. I thought we were just playing. But I walk out the door and there's like 30 bass players down the thing. Okay.
All right, fine. You want in on this too? I got one more. Someone wants to say hi to you. And this is Sawyer, my son.
Hey, Sawyer.
What's up, dude?
What's going on? How are you? I like that shirt.
Right? I like that shirt too. Yeah. All right. I love you guys. Get out of here. Right. Nick.
Yo.
Did you put together a Fast Five?
Of course I did.
All right. So, Freddie, here is a little segment we like to do. It's called the Fast Five. Nick's going to ask you five questions, and I'm probably going to follow up with a couple afterwards. They're quick, simple, easy peasy, fun questions. And if I know Nick, it's going to be the same questions he asks every guest, but let's do it.
Actually, I switched it up this time.
I'm proud of you. Let's roll.
A little bit different. All right. What's your favorite thing to do with your kid?
Hold her.
Awesome. Okay. The billboard's the only one that's the same. So if you could have a billboard with anything on it, what would it be and why?
If I could have a billboard, probably something like, can't we all just get along?
But perfect.
I think that's pretty
self-explanatory.
Unfortunately, the answer is no. I wish we could. I'm just
Yeah.
I think it should be a period, not a question mark at the end of that statement.
Right. I think you should stop talking.
I'm sorry.
What's your advice for new dads? This one piece of advice you can give the new dads.
Get some sleep.
Good
as much sleep you can. Go when they go to sleep, you go to sleep.
Exactly. Don't mess around on that.
Yeah, don't mess around.
Nick, I'm a little disturbed. That's my go-to question during the interview. You literally stole it from me.
I did.
You did. Glad you can acknowledge that.
A few episodes back where you stole my questions.
Remember that's that? Mixing yeah. it up.
But you expect me to. I don't ever expect you.
So, your favorite vacation spot to take your family?
Well, we've only been on one. We went back east to visit Angie's family, and that was a lot of fun. We had a lot of fun. We were in Virginia.
Cool.
I don't know. I would love to take them to Hawaii.
Nice. Your favorite venue to play when you're on tour?
Favorite venue? I would probably say it's a toss-up. I'd say either Crystal Ballroom or Irving Plaza in New York City.
Yeah. Interesting that you chose Crystal Ballroom. That's awesome. That's
so much fun. And I love just bouncing around on that floor.
Yeah.
It's very great. Cool. Yeah.
I love that.
Mm-hmm. All right. Bam. All right. And I'd like to add a couple.
Okay.
Freddie Herrera can play a show either solo with the band, with any artist or band, living or dead. Who's it going to be and where? I'm guessing Crystal Ballroom, but who's the band?
The band.
Living or dead?
Living or dead. It's got to be the Beatles.
That's a good answer, man.
Yeah. That would
be a great show, Everclear and the Beatles.
Well, you still got a shot at sharing the stage with Paul, so.
Yeah, all right.
I mean,
right? That would be amazing.
That's something to look up to.
Guitar.
Yes, he does.
Plays guitar better than I do.
All right. You are stranded on an island with one tape, CD, 8-track, MP3 player, whatever the case. And it is fully loaded with a single artist that you can play over and over and over again on that island.
Oh, God.
But that's it. And I don't know how they got electricity or something to play it on that island. That's not the point of the question. But yeah, who is it?
Oh, God. I would have to say I get to play with Beatles, so I'm going to go with Cheap Trick.
Cheap Trick. All right. So yeah. I did a deep dive earlier on you, as deep as I could on Freddie Herrera. Yeah. And I found an interview you did with someplace, and you're right on par with, you know, Cheap Trick and the Beatles were the answers to some of those questions, your influences, et cetera, et cetera. I saw Cheap Trick in Roseburg a few years back. Uh-huh. And they've still got it. They still put on a show, man. So amazing. Yeah.
Amazing. Yeah. They've just got the biggest part of my heart, and just the singing and the musicianship and excuse me, the songwriting, you know, that's, I'm a song guy. I love a really good song, and I don't care who it comes from. As long as it's crafted well, you know, I'm in.
Yeah. Sign me up. I'm right there with you. Nick touched on it earlier, as far as what's coming up for Everclear. I don't know if we talked about, are there any shows coming up, any tour dates, anything happening in the very near future? Most importantly, are you making your way back to Southern Oregon anytime soon?
I don't know about Oregon so much right this second. We got some big news coming about a summer thing. And it's going to be a lot of fun, but I am sure it involves Oregon.
Nice. So
I'm sure that it does.
I'm going to reach out to your agent and see if I can book you guys for an acoustic gig in Grand.
Yeah.
We have a really cool little tiny venue that holds like 60 people, but it's like high tech where we do a live stream and it's super VIP.
Yeah.
I think it would be like kind of like the Storytellers type thing. So it'd be
cool.
Really cool. I would love
that'd be great. That'd be great. Yeah. Yeah. Definitely hit up our management. Joey's great. Well, you said you came to the songs and stories thing.
Yeah.
Was that at that weird hotel gig?
Yes.
It was
in Washington. I cannot remember.
Yeah.
But yeah.
That was first show. That was a weird one.
And then it was right before Adam passed away. Max texted me and was like, "Hey man, COVID." And I'm like, "No."
Wow.
One of the greatest songwriters of our time.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. I forgot about that. That was tough. That was a tough one, especially for Chris.
Well, this is the part of the interview where I would typically ask you, what is one piece of advice that you could give to any father out there as a father? But it's already been answered. Hold them, right?
Yeah.
So thank you, Nick, for that. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Throw you off your game a little bit.
Yeah, you can't throw me off my game, son. Come on. Yeah. Oh, you probably could, but not yet. Not today.
Yeah, I think it's really important. I mean, I think, it's less now than when our fathers were dads. But, you know, get in there, get dirty and change diapers. And, you know, you will regret it if you don't.
Yeah.
Does your wife or girlfriend, does she work and you're like stuck with the baby all day? Not stuck with.
But yeah. you have
the baby all day by yourself.
She gets to work from home. She gets to work from home. So she's here. But, you know, I tell her, you know, because I got a good man. I get to go and go and play shows and stuff. And she's a trooper, man. She's here 24/7. So we're trying to work out something so she can go and go visit her friends and stuff. And I'm here 24/7, you know, but I try to be very involved and read with her, you know, play with her as much as I can, you know, because it's important, you know, especially I just want to really show her a man that can be everything. It's not a man just does this or the wife just does this. Like, you know, you're both supposed to do everything. Mm-hmm. You're both supposed to do everything.
Consistently.
Cooking, eating. Yeah.
Yeah.
Consistently. Yeah. And I have to squeeze all that in when the times I'm home.
Do you happen, I know Herrera is a very, very common last name, but you wouldn't happen to be related to an Amy Herrera, would you?
Amy? I don't believe so. Is she from up there?
Okay. No, she's from Southern California. She doesn't live there anymore. Really? It's an ex-girlfriend and I was curious.
Oh yeah.
It's
I don't think so. I actually grew up in Riverside.
Okay.
So farther south.
Right.
Well, I don't know of any family that lives up here.
All right. Well, hey, yeah, I had to try, you know, just curious. He is Freddie Herrera from the band Everclear, bassist extraordinaire. I want to thank you so much, Freddie, for taking time out of your day and joining us here and talking life and dads on Dadcast. It's been so much fun, man. You're amazing.
Thank you, man. You guys too. Anytime, man. Let's do this in a year. Let's see what my answers are.
Well, I've got something for you here.
Yeah.
And by the way, this episode is brought to you locally by KMVU Fox 26. Thank you. We do a Father's Day special. Coming up is going to be episode number 2. If you're interested and you're in, what we do is a couple weeks prior to Father's Day, of course, and if you're available, of course, what we're going to do is get as many of our past guests from the previous year on and do about like 50 squares out of Zoom. And we just basically pal around and wish everyone a happy Father's Day and see how the year's been. And, you know, just pal around real quick. We try to make it quick, but it can snowball. But we would love to have you on for that, man. That would be great.
Count me in.
Yes. All right. And there you go. So that's going to be coming up here in about 4 or 5 months. So we may catch up with you sooner than that year.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, definitely. And I'll put a bug in Art's ear. I'm sure he'd love to do this.
Awesome. Yeah, that would be cool. And it wouldn't hurt. You know, I don't know how Everclear's social media presence is doing, but, you know, we're pushing 500,000 and getting more every single day. It certainly wouldn't be a bad thing.
Yeah. And send me the link so I can put it on my page.
Oh, we love it, man. Yeah. So this episode, again, it's recorded here in mid-January 2022. Mm-hmm. I expect this one to drop. Gosh, it's going to be springtime sometime. We have so many in the queue already. But, you know, so yeah, it'll be come up to then. Again, cool. Freddie Herrera, bassist from Everclear. Thank you so much to everybody. To everybody listening, thank you so much. You're amazing. To everyone watching on YouTube, wherever else, thank you so much for your support. Please like, subscribe, comment, do all those good things. It really helps us out, really helps out the channel. And we will, of course, see you next week. Have a great rest of your day. See ya.
Later.
See you guys.